Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Big night last night for not only the Indiana Fever, but the city of Indianapolis. Caitlin Clark officially drafted by the Indiana Fever.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
And they had a watch party at the Fieldhouse, man, and it looked like it was packed and loud and people were fired.
There's
up.
Already people filling up the Fieldhouse, and she's not even there.
Right.
What did you just have crapped a brick if they would have said the number one pick, Angel Reese, LSU? but you were talking back in the office. We need a what do you call it?
She needs a rival. Yeah.
Caitlin Clark needs a rival. Could it be? I mean, where did Angel Reese get drafted?
Chicago.
Oh.
So it's not that far away. You know, they'll play the Fever a lot. It's a short little trip for both fan bases. If Angel Reese is ready to be the Darth Vader in this rivalry here, right? The bad guy, then this may be what the WNBA needs. Because Caitlin Clark's going to be fine. Her brand is good. I know a lot of people are talking about the money she makes. She's got endorsements with State Farm and all these major companies. She's going to be all right. To lift the league up the way Magic and Bird did back in the 80s, they got to have a rivalry, something that other fan bases look forward to. And I'm hoping maybe Angel Reese is willing to be that villain.
She was the villain. They were rivals in college basketball.
Right. A lot of trash talk a year ago.
Yes.
Not so much this year, but last year, there was some bad blood. In 1 hour, last night, Fanatics sold out of Caitlin Clark's Fever jersey in pretty much all sizes. In 1 hour, here is Caitlin Clark.
For myself, I can't imagine a more perfect fit, a better place for me to start my professional career, an organization that really believes in women's basketball and wants to do everything the right way. So I couldn't be, you know, more excited to get there.
Again, she's going to be smart. She's going to say all the right things. She's a brand. So I'm curious to see how the Fever handle this level of stardom, because they've had good players. You know, like Tamika Catchings was unbelievable. But I don't think they've had anybody like this. This is star power coming to Indy. Last night, Governor Holcomb placed a congratulatory phone call to Caitlin Clark.
Congratulations, Caitlin. I have a permanent smile on my face. I'm calling from São Paulo, Brazil, but on behalf of 6.8 million Hoosier basketball-crazed fanatics, let me just add my welcome to Indiana chorus.
And as Rob Kendall pointed out earlier, that's the same kind of welcome that Malik Muhammad got, that rolling out the red carpet Governor Holcomb treatment that domestic terrorist Malik Muhammad got from the governor.
Jeez.
Now, the mayor of Indy, Joe Hogsett, he put out a tweet. He's been talking about Caitlin Clark. We tried to get him on the show, but of course, Joe Hogsett's not going to come on our show, even though there's an open seat anytime he wants to come by the studio. So I decided to get the next best thing. Here to officially welcome Caitlin Clark to Indianapolis is AI Joe Hogsett.
Caitlin, welcome to Indy. I hope you enjoy the city. I also hope you have a bulletproof vest and a Glock. I'm just kidding. We haven't had a mass shooting in one of our tourist areas in a good 2 or 3 weeks now. And to be fair, most of our downtown shootings or riots are mostly peaceful. If you're looking for a place to live, I would avoid the canal area. It's a death trap. I would also avoid all of the east side. It's also a death trap.
Oh.
I would pretty much avoid all of downtown, too. Other than that, your options are unlimited. And as for places to kick back and unwind, you just let me know. Nobody knows more places to drink than I do. I know places where you have to have a special knock to get in, places where the booze they serve is so strong it makes your face turn really, 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 really red. So, in closing, welcome to Indy, Caitlin. In honor of your arrival, it's time for a sing-along.
Sing along with AI Joe Hawksett here.
I wasn't born for fixing potholes. I'm not made for paving these roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
AI Joe Hawksett.
Incredible.
Welcoming Caitlin Clark to Indy.